Have you ever stayed up all night long? I mean, all night. What were you doing? Were you with somebody? Were you talking about something? Were you doing something? Well, today our saint, Saint Scholastica, actually did stay up all night long with her brother, Saint Benedict. I grew up with my sister, and there are times where we got up early, like on Christmas or things, but I don't ever remember us staying up all night long talking. What on earth could happen that St. Benedict and St. Scholastica would stay up all night? Well, here's the story, as Pope St. Gregory tells us. Once a year, Scholastica would come to visit her brother Benedict. Now, they were monks and nuns, so they normally stayed in their monastery, and they didn't go out and see, especially men and women together, even brother and sister. So once a year, they got to visit. Well, Scholastica came near the very end of her life to visit her brother, St. Benedict, as was their yearly tradition. And they were talking and talking and talking. You know what they were talking about? The chiefs. No, the royals. No. They're talking about God. They're talking about holy things, about how great God is and all the great things God has done in the past and the great things they've done in their life and how happy they are that God has called them together to this beautiful life. Wow. I mean, they're talking about things that, honestly, today a lot of people would say, well, that sounds boring. They're talking about God? Yeah, they're talking about God. So how do they end up all night? Well, it wasn't allowed for monks and nuns to stay out of their monasteries all night. So what happened? Well, St. Scholastica knew that she was near the end of her life, and this would be the last conversation she would ever get with her brother Benedict. So Benedict said, hey, I gotta go. It's nighttime. I gotta go back and go to bed. Scholastica says, no, stay. He's like, no, really? I gotta go home. Well, Scholastica folds her arms, bows her head on the table, and prays. And all of a sudden, a huge thunderstorm comes up, lightning flashing everywhere. And she's like, okay, go home if you want now, taunting sister that she is. And Benedict's like, what have you done, sister? He's like, well, you wouldn't listen to me, so I prayed to our God, and our God did listen. How about that? And so because of the great storm, Benedict had to admit, yeah, I can't go home now. And so Benedict and Scholastica stayed up all night long talking about God and the beautiful things God has done. I think that just tells us then that the beauty of spiritual friendship. Now, these are brother and sister, but more than that, they were spiritual friends. They had a common love together. They both loved God immensely. They'd given their whole lives to the love of God, and that brought them together in a way that even biological bonds couldn't. I think of my best friends. My best friend refers to me as part of his family. In fact, the people that I'm closest with, I not only want to know them, I want to know their family. I want to be part of all of it, because the bonds of spiritual friendship create a family that is even better than biological family. Now, this also shows us that what we're really hungry for when we really deep down are for things that matter. As good as the talking about sports or the other things. I mean, how many times do we just talk about sports because we don't know what else to talk about? Or we talk about the weather or politics. And I mean, those can all be good in their own, I suppose. But do we spend our time talking about things that really matter? Is there something you would stay up all night talking about because it grabs your attention? If you've got that, and more importantly, if you've got someone that you would stay up all night with and you just lose track of time, wow, that is a great gift. Treasure those people. Tell them that they matter. And find those things to talk about that matter. Today we celebrate St. Scholastica, who gave her whole life to Jesus. And in the end, God gave her the great gift of spiritual friendship with her brother Benedict. I pray for my sister, Christine, today. She works in a hospital and so has got, you know, all the COVID stuff. And I think, wow, what a great gift to have biological family, and how sometimes we're not very good about communicating with our biological family. And I know, wow, not only have I not stayed up all night with my sister, I haven't talked to her much lately. So reach out. Who do you need to talk to today? Who needs your real friendship, your spiritual friendship? Who just needs a good conversation? Call them up. Say, hey, you want to get together? You want to talk? It might be the last chance. You never know. St. Scholastica died 3 days later. St. Benedict saw her soul go to heaven. That conversation they had all night was the last one they would ever have on earth. He went to her monastery, got her body, brought it back to his own monastery. Who do you need to talk to today? Who are your spiritual friends? And what are the real important things that matter, the good conversation that you need to have today? Go do that. and be grateful for those spiritual friends. And God bless you.